Lili Nishmas, my grandfather's yard site, which was just last week, Reuven Ben Chaim. Yeah, thank God. So, let's start with page 4. We're going to go back to page 2 and 3. 2 and 3 is just a little bit of a synopsis of why we learn Pirkei Avos in this time, a period of Sefiras Omer. But we'll get back to it. Here we go. The Mishnah says we are in Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. We are slowly but surely moving along. Hu Ay Omer, he used to say, Ein Bor Yirei. So I looked in 3 different translations, in the Art Scroll, in the Green, and the other, and something else, Safariyat. Bor, if you look at the translation, it says Bor. So I asked my good friend Rav Benji, he said, Bor is someone who, it says over here on the bottom, an uncultivated and uncivilized person. Okay? A Bor is a Bor. And that he's not a Yorechei. V'lo Amma Aretz Chasid. And Amma Aretz, an ignorant person, can't be a Chasid. V'lo Habayshan Lamed. Someone who's embarrassed cannot learn. Veloha kaptan melamed, a teacher cannot be, someone who is so impatient or so strict cannot be a teacher. Veloka marba beschore machim, not someone who just engages in business was going to become wise. Umagum sheini, sheino nashe mishtal del yos ish. In a place where there's no man, a person should try to step up and step up to the plate. If you look at page number five, I'm going to get back to page 4 in a second. Page 5, Rabbeinu Yonah has a very interesting idea of what's the difference really between a boar and an amma aretz. So he says that a boar is rake, right? Even though if you think of like a pit is empty. Ein bo lo Torah, lo mitzvos, lo derech eretz. It has nothing. It has zero. But then he says an amma aretz, 3 lines down, aval amma aretz, shehu ma'orov im ebrios, amma aretz, who someone, he might not know Torah, but he's still amongst people. Yochol yos yarechet. He's able to be yarechet. He says at the end of the day, the boar is the lowest level. Amaretz is a little higher level, even though he might not know Torah, but if he's still amongst people, he knows how to act, he knows what to stay away from. And then he ends off with a thing here that a chassid is someone who he could strive towards the Ribbono Shel Olam with a Rebbe, like I saw in this week's Parsha. In the last piece on the Noam HaElimelech in Parshat Tazria, I apologize I didn't give it to you, but he writes a beautiful thing. He says that there are a couple of things that hold a person back from growing closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. One of the things is called a Baharis, right? Baharis is one of the spots on the Tzaras. So it's not the Pashup shot, but he says a Baharis means when you think everything's so clear, you don't need a Rebbe, that's when you have to go to Aaron HaKohen, you have to go to Echami Ivanov, you have to find someone. Don't think it's all about you. You always have to find the Rebbe. So Rabbeinu Yonah really goes into and shows us how it actually goes up in steps. Yarechet is someone who has no midos. And Amma Aretz is someone who has good midos, but he has no Torah. Chassid is someone who can only be a chassid by having a Rebbe. If you go to page 2 and 3, I gave you guys just a little bit of a hakdama, why we learn this, the Pirkei Avos during this month. So I think this really connects to a boar, right? A boar can't have any midos because he's empty. He's an uncultivated person. He's a boar, right? Like I was telling Revenge, how do you know that which day of sphere it is? You just look at the English date, right? A boar is a boar. Look at English translation in the art school. It says boar is a boar. So how do you know what day of sphere is? Today's April 16th. It's the 16th day of the sphere. One of my students told me this. So you just follow, I don't know, that kind of works this year. Don't use that for every year. So he says, this is a sefer of Karlenstein, a beautiful, beautiful kundris. He says that we know from Rav Amram Gaon, the Machzor Vitri, and others from the Meiri brings down that there's a minute to be able to learn Mesechus Avos during this time period. It's also brought down by the Ashok to learn Sefer Mishlei. And the question is why? Why do we learn Pirkei Avos? Because we can't be boors. We have to be people. If you go to page 3, Rabbeinu Yonah, he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah over here, and he says, hopefully we get to this mission maybe next year. Please God in Yerushalayim. I don't think we're going to get to this year, but we know it says, Amen, Derech Eretz, Ein Torah. If you don't have Derech Eretz, you don't have Midos, you don't have Torah. Right? The whole point for us to be able to have Torah is for us to be able to work on our Midos. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. And he writes over there, he quotes in the middle of the page of Shmuel Rozovsky. He says, it's not just a Hakdama or a Tanai for it. He says, it's the Yetzirah's Kli, the only way to come to understand Torah. You want to come to Shavuos, to Matan Torah? You want to come to Lag BaOmer, to Matan Torah of Torah Sinister? It's got to come through your midos. The more you work on your midos, it's Yetziras Kleeds. It helps you become a vessel to be able to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. And he quotes at the bottom of the page the altar, the Meiran, the Saba of Kelm, the altar of Kelm. And he quotes the Gemara in Yuma and Ayin Bez and Medbez, or like 10 lines up from the bottom. The Gemara says in Yuma, Zacha Nasolo Samchaim, Eino zocha, right? It's yosam amavas. So what does that mean? If you're zocha, the Torah will be a potion of life. If you're not zocha, it'll be a potion of death. So it says zocha means it's lashon of zichuch, of cleaning, of purifying, of making something clear. So if zocha, if you work on your midos, then samachayim, then the Torah is going to be a samachayim for you. But why isn't the same Torah could be for someone else? It's a samamavas because there's no lo zocha means they didn't work on their midos. It's a beautiful word, right? Zocha is not just a merit. That's a pashup shot. But zocha means that you worked on your midos. Clarity, clear. If you're zocha, then you're zocha to be able to have the Torah, and that's the whole vort of learning Perek Yovel during this time, to be able to get us ready for Matan Torah of Lag BaOmer, and obviously Matan Torah for Kabbalah Torah. Moving on back to page 4, we're going a little skipping back and forth, but here we go. The Kotzker is a beautiful pshat I saw on the Mayanos HaNetzach. He says Ein Bor Yerechet. So he says the Kotzker, what does that mean? Ein Bor Yerechet. He says Kim Haya Yerechet. If he was a fearful sin, loy hanishabor, he wouldn't stay a boor. And a mishtad lumos ladas. He says a fool doesn't have a fool. If a fool had any fear of heaven, he wouldn't remain a fool because he would go out and study. He'd go and study, and he would want to go learn more. That's the Kotzker, very interesting pshat. But there's another vort on velo amar etz chassid. I didn't give it to you over here. I apologize. Velo amar etz chassid. From the Ramnachem Mendel of Vorka and also the Satmar Rebbe. They say the same thing. Such an amazing thing. He says, what's an Am Aretz? In Halacha, an Am Aretz is someone who doesn't take off Maisus and Chumos. An Am Aretz is someone who's not learned. And an Am Aretz, says the Satmar Rebbe, and says Ramnachem Mendel of Vorka, is someone who says that he's an Am Haaretz. He says, I can only serve Hashem when I'm in Borough Park, when I'm in Yerushalayim, or when I'm in Yeshiva. But if I'm in Boca Raton, no. Shmon Ezer, okay, 4 minutes. But I get to the Kotel, that's Shmona Esther. Oh, Ne'ila, I feel so close to the Baruch Shem. But on a regular Monday, 16th day of Sfira, says that's an Amma Aretz. An Amma Aretz says that he's a person of the land. Wherever he is, I could serve Hashem here, I could serve Hashem there. I could have an amazing Shalosh Shudas when I'm by my Rebbe in Yerushalayim. But when I'm in Boca, okay, I chill out a little bit, it's okay. That's an Amma Aretz. Somebody who's a person, is a Ramachem and Ovorka, the Satmar Rebbe has the same idea. It's a beautiful pshat. He says that someone, wherever you are, Rav Nemei Marum, Rav Cook's main Talmud, Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, has another idea what an Am Aretz is on page 6. So he says here, the Gemara says in Sota, on the bottom of the page, or page 6, Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, main student of Rav Cook, he quotes Rashi and says, what's an Am Aretz? An Am Aretz, Zeh Shekara V'Shana V'Lo Shimish Tamidei Chachamim L'Taretz Mishnayos U'Braisos. An Am Aretz is someone who learns, but he's not Mishamash Tamidei Chachamim. Right, the ikar part of becoming a true learned person is when you actually not only learn the Torah, but when you mishamash tamidei chachamim, like the moel that we just had was from Dallas, Texas. His name is Rabbi Shaw from Dallas, Texas. I'm not sure if anyone here is from Dallas. So he was saying that he did shemesh with different people. He said he got smicha from Rav Moshe, and he had said he had Rav Nata Greenblatt from Memphis's knife. Turns out that he knew my wife's grandfather for a long time. To become like a real learner person, you have to learn from other people. It's not just learning from the books. You have to learn from live people, from different Rosh Yeshiva, from different Rabbanim. So that's what the Meimarim says. The beautiful idea from the Meimarim, you could see it inside, but also the Menachem Mendel of Vorka, beautiful idea as well. So what does the Lo Habayi Shalomim mean? So if you go to the top of the page, staying on the page, Lo Habayi Shalomim means, so he says that we think in the Pashup Shad is someone who's not embarrassed can't learn. Right, and actually, Rabbeinu, the Bar Danura, I didn't give it to you. The Bar Danura actually says, "That's right. Why is it you can't learn?" The Bar Danura says that you're just scared that you're going to get embarrassed. You're not going to ask a question. You're not going to be able to learn. But he says, "No, there's actually a good busha. There's a busha. Yeshnei mini busha. There's two types of busha. Busha tahora v'yishara hamosifa os kodesh. There's actually a holy embarrassment also that it gets a person to be able to grow closer to their bodeshom that he sees that he's not so great." Right, and it says in the Gemara in the Dharma over there, it says on Chaf Amar Alf, Kol Hamispayish Lova Mehera Huchote. Someone who's embarrassed won't come to sin so quickly. Right, it's one of the things that the Gemara says in Yevamos, I think Yevamos, that one of the things, the main traits of a Jew is that he's a Baishim, right? He gets embarrassed a little bit. I think I gave you on page 7 over here, connects a little bit to last week's Parsha, but still Monday over here, right? We could talk a little bit about Aaron HaKohen, right? Rashi famously, right? So Rashi said very famously says, he saw Aaron was going away from the Mizbeach. And what does Moshe say to Aaron? Right, Aaron was embarrassed because he saw the eagle and reminded him of the eagle Hazav. So Moshe says, why are you getting embarrassed? This is what you were chosen for. And the Divrei Yisrael of Majitz and the Baal Shem Tov says the same idea, that this busha was something so holy that someone who is not embarrassed of what he does, not embarrassed of what about his past sins, that's someone who doesn't care. Because you're embarrassed, the kach nevcharta. That's what you were chosen. Beautiful idea. Just parenthetically, I saw such an another incredible idea on that Rashi, and then we're going to get moving over here, from Rav Chaim Pelagi. Chaim Pelagi says one of the most incredible ideas I've ever seen. He says that, what was the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu lost the kahuna? Anyone know, why did he lose the kahuna? Because when originally, when Hashem was trying to convince him by the burning bush, right? Moshe had all these tainas, this and that, my brother, this and that. So what it says over there, that he lost the kahuna, and the kahuna would go to Aaron. What was Moshe telling Aaron? Aaron's backing away now from the eagle. Moshe was saying, I don't want what happened to me to happen to you. You're going to back away now? You're going to back away? You're going to do what I did. And you're going to become, they're going to lose the kahuna status. The kach nevcharta means that you were chosen to do this. Don't give up. Right, the Baal Shem Tov, the Divrei Yisrael, were talking about the embarrassment. Here, the Rav Chaim Pelagi, I think he was a Sephardi Rav, he was saying something even deeper. He was saying, don't back up, because if you back away, you're gonna end up like me, and I want you to be able to hold on to the kahuna status. I want you to be able to stay strong. Moving on to the last part of the Mishnah, I wish we had more time. The end of the Mishnah says, "V'makom she'ein anashim hishtadal yos ish." So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, when there's no one in your community, there's no one around you to inspire, you have to hishtadal yos ish. If you don't have a Rebbe around you have to be the person. You have to step up to the plate. You have to be the one who gets your chever going. Don't wait for your Rebbe to come in from Shana Bed or your Rebbe to come here from there. No, you have to step up. Like, I don't know if you remember, if we said this earlier in the year, in the Sfas Emes, where we say, Asay Lecha Rav. You should make for yourself a Rebbe. But what does the Sfas Emes say? Asay Lecha Rav. Make you yourself your own Rebbe. You know yourself the best. Okay, you want to have a Rebbe that you go to for Hadracha, beautiful. But also, you know yourself the best. Asay l'charav, make yourself your Rebbe. You know yourself the best. You know if you go to a certain place, if you don't daven the early marav, you're not going to make sure to daven the early marav if you know you're going to fall asleep. You know yourself the best. You got to step up and do what's right. The last two things, Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, on page number 9 from the Sefer Maimonos HaNetzach, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, he says, "Hishtadel Yosish." What does this mean? Hakoyvish Yitzro Afil b'Makom She'en Anashim. A person who conquers the Yitzhara, even when there's no one there. He says, "What does that mean? B'Makom She'en Anashim Hishtadel Yosish." When you're by yourself and there's no one else there, and it's just you and that little screen, and that just you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hishtadel Yosish. There's no one around you, says Chaim Volozhiner. It's not just talking about being in a person in a community. It's talking about when you're by yourself. Like Noam HaMelech actually writes one of the things that he writes in his, I forgot the name of the Sefer. Not Noam HaMelech, it's another Sefer that he writes. I'm so embarrassed, I forgot it. He writes that when a person goes to sleep and he can't fall asleep, he should imagine a fire burning by his bed, and you're being Mekai in the midst of being a holy Jew. Of being a holy Jew. It's in one of his from. I have to look it up, Ezra Shem. But I don't want to scare anyone over here, but that's what he says. He says that at the end of the day, a person should feel like the Rebbe Hashem is right by your side. And that's the Gemara in Brachas when there was a Tana who was passing away, and he said your fear of heaven should be like the fear of people. And the Tamidim said only that. He said, Halavai, you should have the fear of heaven should be like the fear of people. So at the end of the day, the last page 10, what does it mean? Hishtal de Lios Ish. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. So now we quote Rav Chaim Volozhiner from the Talmid HaGra, now we go to the Talmid HaBaal Shem Tov. Rabbi Nachman said in the beginning on Likutei Maran, we know that he had a sefer on Tinyana. He wrote this little paragraph right before Tinyana. He says, the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Echad Haya Avram. Avram was one. What does it mean that Avram was one? We know that Avram was called Avram HaIvri. Everyone was on one, he was on the other one side of the river. So says Rabbi Nachman, the reason how he served the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he realized that he was Echad. He didn't look at the rest of the world. He was Mekam She'en Ish, Hishtad El Yos Ish. He didn't care about the rest of the world. He says, and this is the way a person has to serve the Rabbonu Shalom. Stop worrying about what other people's Shimon Esther is, other people's learning is. You have to view yourself as Echad Haya Avram. Bishvili Nivra Olam, Hishtad El Yos Ish. Don't worry about you. Right, the Gemara says that you have to always view the world as half guilty and half not guilty. But if a person actually, when Weimar recorded this piece in Rabbi Nachman, it really makes you feel empowered that your Shemona Esrei matters and your kindness matters and your tefillah matters. That's the avoda of Yishtadel Yosish. So Hashem should bless us to be able to work on our Yirei Chetz, be able to make sure that we don't think that we're an Amma Aretz, that we can only serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain place. To be able to realize that sometimes having busha is very, very holy. And sometimes be able to step up when no one else does. That means also in our avodas Hashem, in our personal avodas Hashem. Shkoyach.